This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tax reform coming up, but first let's set aside for a second, shall we, discussions of what language people coming to this country ought to speak and what that poem says on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. And while acknowledging the emotional realities of the immigration debate, get down to economic brass tacks. President Trump, as you know, has thrown his weight behind a bill that would fundamentally change American immigration policy. Number one, it would be skills-based, assuming the thing passes. And number two, it would cut in half the number of people legally allowed to come here. Put another way, this is a story about making the labor force smaller in an economy already pretty near full employment. Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going.
Most economists will tell you immigration is, on whole, good for the economy. Cutting the number of immigrants allowed in?
I think it actually goes in just the opposite direction of what we need.
John McLaren is an economics professor at the University of Virginia. If you take a look around the country, employers in the agriculture industry, the tourism industry, they say they're having trouble finding enough people to work.
We need to make it feasible for employers who need immigrant workers to hire the workers legally.
Cutting immigration also isn't going to help the president reach the 3% GDP growth his budget and tax proposals depend on. In fact, it's likely to do the opposite. Most economists will tell you immigration boosts economic growth. Kirk Doran is an economics professor at the University of Notre Dame.
Generally, if you look at economic models, when people interact with each other, good stuff happens.
Immigrants add to the labor supply. They create businesses. They consume. In the long run, says Doran, all that economic activity is a plus. But
the long run can take a long time for some segments of the population.
And the upsides aren't evenly distributed. Chad Sparber is an economics professor at Colgate University.
It's certainly true that some Americans are hurt by immigration.
Americans competing for manual labor-intensive jobs, for example.
If we see Americans who are suffering as a result of immigration, I wish we could think more about ways to help those individuals.
And less, he says, about policies that shut down our borders. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.